wait till I get my money right.
Attention. InvestFest 2024 is coming back to Atlanta, and we at Earn Your Leisure are doing a crazy promotion. For every item you purchase on InvestFestEYL.com, we'll submit your name in a raffle to win an all-inclusive experience. To InvestFest 2024, you're automatically entered into the raffle to win this all-inclusive experience. Here's what you'll win. Round-trip airfare to Atlanta for two from Friday to Monday, or a $1,000 transportation and food stipend. One hotel room for three nights from Friday to Monday. Two VIP tickets to InvestFest. Two nightlife wristbands to all InvestFest Entertainment Network events. And black car service to and from Atlanta Airport. This offer runs until the end of June. Get your merch at InvestFestEYL.com and have a chance to win the grand prize. See you at InvestFest 2024.
Five personal finance tips for 2024.
Number one, don't loan out any money. Number two, I would save 40 to 50% of your money. We don't know what's coming. Something is going to come eventually. Number three, you have to find a way to invest at least 25% of your income. Number four, spend some time to invest capital to making yourself better in one area of your life, whether it's investing, whether it's AI, whether it's STEM. I think that's really key. And then I think number five, you have to find ways to invest money into businesses outside of publicly traded markets that are going to grow. So whether that's finding a business to invest in that you believe in, that you see has growth, a friend, a project, an idea. I know back in the day they had like Product Hunt where you can find things to invest in. But I think the biggest one for me is like finding places to deploy capital outside of the public markets and being very tight on just giving out or handing out money when it's not earned and or deserved, for sure. Like I did an interesting experiment this month where like I didn't reply to any messages that were like non-revenue messages to 10 p.m. Just flat out didn't reply. Cool, like revenue's up 1300% month. Like we have to pour our time and energy and efforts into the right thing. And I think a lot of times as we grow and as we get established, because we have success, we want to make the climb easier for those of us behind us. But sometimes you don't understand or appreciate the climb unless you went through it yourself. So as you grow, you still have to have that budget in mind that you're staying within and not just spend frivolously and just and over excessively in terms of helping. So, but what about you?
I got a quick question, right? Because we always talk about two tech, two index. And so Somebody actually asked me this this weekend. They were like, yeah, we talk about VTI, VOO as indexes, right? Total market, total S&P 500. Should people be looking at under indexes as well? Maybe growth index or international, or I know you talk about bonds all the time, but should they be investigating and doing the research on those as well? Or should they stick to the total market and the S&P?
Join IanInvest.com and get the true answer. But you can look at VUG. We went through this before. VUG is one that you can look at. That will give you some exposure. VGT is their technology arm. So if you want higher growth, international right now I wouldn't touch. There's too much. Even Buffett said it in his letter, there are not 10 or 15 international companies that Berkshire will put their money into. Like there's a lot going on. The issue in Russia and the concert goers happened over. Like we'll talk about what's going on in Haiti in a little bit. There's some real risks out there once you are investing internationally. I still like Mercado Libre, but it's not that many that I can just say, hey, this is the index that I want to go in. Japan has been doing great, but even they were doing great because they were still operating under a zero interest rate environment. China, I still haven't seen Jack Ma. So I would stay away. VUG, VTI, VGT, VOO, and you'll be A-OK.
So,
and the next time y'all pull up on the weekend too, I'm going to be there.
The where?
I'm going to be there. Whatever weekend. Okay. Retirement party, you know what I mean? People call me like, y'all see you guys in here where you at? I'm like, I'm at home. What you
mean? Oh, yeah. Shout out to Amari Stoudemire. Yeah. For his retirement. His jersey
retirement.
Jersey.
Yeah. Jersey retirement. Yeah. Shout out to Kristen. Kristen was actually the one who helped give me some credibility in the crypto world when she was working at Yahoo about the call of Bitcoin going to 20,000. I know they love to say we never talked about crypto until this year, but Mike Novogratz was on and let the record reflect. You know, we was calling 28,000 and 20,000 when it was at 60. So
let's do this before our guest comes on, because we got a lot of topics to talk about. Definitely want to talk about NVIDIA and healthcare and then Chipotle as well. But let's give some educational tips as far as books that people can read to enhance their knowledge base.
I talked about this in Stock Club this past weekend, but one is called Black Edge. Very fascinating book on how like the hedge fund industry works. Number two, going back to the casino thing with Bruno Mars, A Man for All Markets. So the gentleman in the book is one who worked in the casino industry and then went over to the investing and brokerage industry. And then the third book, I would say it's tough because I want to mention Money Master the Game, but I talked about that so much. But I probably would go through any books from Mark Douglas on trading psychology. And the great part about that book is at every level, like if you're a beginning trader, it's going to help you. If you're intermediary, it's going to help you. And then when you size up and get to a point where you're trading 40, 50 contracts at a time, it's going to help your life. And the book feels new every time that you read it based on the level that you're at. So those would be like my three recommendations for this quarter for people to read to help them be a better trader and better investor in this market.
I'm with you. I think the mindset is the first thing. It's interesting because we just had our book club yesterday. Shout out to everybody that pulled up to book club. G was going on. It was a masterpiece. And so I'll use, we gave out four books that that we're interested in doing in this quarter. And it really has to do with investing and the mindset around investing. So Find Your Way by Simon Sheck.
Okay.
The Atomic Habits by James Clear. And
it's a great
this
book.
Is an all-time classic. I mean, Blink by Malcolm Gladwell is just an all-time classic. If you haven't read it, please add that to your reading digest, add it to your library, put it on audiobook. Blink is an incredible one. And then I personally went back recently and read The Color of Money again. I just think you always have to sometimes as we're navigating through this, you want to make sure that you have a historical landscape of how we got to this point, because you meet people every day that are just at different levels of their financial journey, from the trauma into the thrival mode. We always talk about survival mode to thrival mode. So having that mindset, but understanding from a historical standpoint why we got here, how we got here, I think is important. So those are like four right now that definitely we're going to be talking about. So you should add it to your list as well.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.